Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep it brief today, Larson. What's the deal? What did the dude?
What's in the news?
What's the dude?
Well, nude.
What's nude?
Well, I don't know for sure, but apparently, what?
What's going on today?
Yeah, I know. You did this like you had something to say.
Sorry. Ooh, big news. Braun set for a huge title match at TLC.
Well, maybe. This is according to the Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer. So
here we go. Now, you made this point before we went live. We were sort of debating on what story to lead with.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing. I agree with you to an extent. There's not a lot of drama in the WWE these days.
No.
We don't know what matches are going to take place at TLC.
No.
Sometimes they spoil stuff on Twitter before they do them, and it's like, oh, wow. So, if you want to be maybe surprised by the events of either SmackDown or TLC that's coming up still in a couple days.
Like, move ahead in the video like 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, I'll timestamp it. I'll timestamp the next one. I'll timestamp it. Move ahead to that particular timestamp. I mean, look, this might not even happen.
Yeah, that's a good chance it won't even happen.
There's a very good chance it's not actually going
to
happen.
All right, with that being said, let's get to the news.
To the news.
So, according to Wrestling Observer Dave Meltzer, Braun Strowman could be in line for Intercontinental title shot.
Ooh.
What's going on? I can plug the Christmas tree in. But only if he can recuperate from a minor back injury in time to make it to this week's SmackDown. Dave reported that Braun was supposed to take part in a segment with Intercontinental Champion Shinsuke Nakamura last week, but the bit was canceled due to back spasms that Strowman was suffering from. But if Braun can get his back issues worked out in advance of this week's show, there's still the possibility WWE could quickly set up a program between Strowman and Nakamura to get an Intercontinental title about on the card for TLC. Because as of right now,
how many matches are actually confirmed?
Seven, but not a single
title match.
Singles title match.
Yeah.
Tag titles, yes.
Yeah.
All the tag titles, yes. But not Bray versus Miz so far is not for the Universal title.
There's no U.S. title match.
No.
The Raw Women's title match, or the Raw Women's title is going to be involved in a tag match.
Correct. There's no SmackDown Women's title
match.
There's
no Bayley
announced
match. And has she even been on? She had a thing with Lacey.
But both her and Sasha have had a thing with Lacey. So
yeah, that's right.
Either match could potentially happen.
Right. That could be happening. That'll be interesting. I kind of get the feeling that, you know, especially given that Sami Zayn showed up on Raw advocating for, of all people, Mojo Rawley.
Yeah.
Kind of feel like whatever faction he's putting together, really, they're not really looking to do much with them. Like the Shinsuke, Cesaro, Sami Zayn faction. It wouldn't shock me if they decided to give the title to Braun or somebody else, and then that faction can continue to dwindle. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Faction then do absolutely nothing at all with them.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. They do things week to week.
There's a chance, a small chance, however, the possibility exists that they could do the inverse of that, which is, hey, we're building a faction around Sami Zayn and Nakamura. Let's establish them and have Nakamura pick up a win. Probably a tainted win over Braun Strowman.
That'd be interesting.
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, that's possible.
I kind of feel like
the problem is Shinsuke Nakamura is not a celebrity.
True. Well, yet.
Yet. He's not a boxing star. or an MMA star,
or isn't a regular on SNL.
Did you see Jake Hager yelling at Time Magazine for making that little environmentalist teenager? Just maybe take a cue from your AEW role, buddy boy.
Yeah, anyways, keep your mouth shut, Jake.
So that'll be fun though. Look, Braun. I really want Braun to get back into the WWE aspect of wrestling in things.
Yeah, you want
instead
to feel
of
like,
the celebrity thing.
Yeah, because when booked right, he's a force, just in terms of his impact in the ring, in terms of like doing crazy stuff. But he could be a needle mover in terms of bringing eyeballs to the product booked correctly, because he checks pretty much all the boxes.
Yeah, big time.
You know?
He could totally be. Yeah, that dude could be face of the company.
Yeah.
Moving on. Now you guys can hopefully you're with us now.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
Hi, welcome back.
We won't talk about that anymore.
For you, this is Lead Story. So is there a possibility that WCW pay-per-views keep making a return, Steve? Well, if PW Insider is to be believed, WWE is at least applying for trademarks for those pay-per-view titles, as well as some ECW pay-per-view titles.
We know what this is.
Yeah, but let's go
about
through the list first, because this is funny. I'll try to do this like the Micro Machine Man really quick. So these trademarks that WWE just applied for are as follows: Fully Loaded, Living Dangerously, The Heat Wave, Anarchy Rules, World War III, Chi-Town Rumble, Sin, Sold Out, New Blood Rising.
Sin?
Yeah, Hog Wild, Capital Combat.
Ooh.
We had a chance. Road Wild, Greed, Uncensored, Spring Stampede, The Day of, Mayhem, Beach Blast, Massacre on 34th Street, Hardcore Heaven.
Is The Day of similar to the Match Beyond in that it's synonymous with another more popular pay-per-view thing? Because the Match Beyond, wasn't that a...
That's War Games.
War Games, right?
Yeah.
I wonder, is The Day of another way of saying, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Capital Combat.
I don't know.
Probably not.
I mean, obviously, this is going to accomplish two things. One, it's going to keep these trademarks out of Cody Rhodes' hands.
That's the main. That's
and
bing,
two,
bing, bing.
This is all stuff like the only WCW trademarks that Cody cares about, are those related to his dad.
Sure.
Like the Bash of the Beach, having shows, bringing back old WCW names. It's in a lot of ways, AEW is a spiritual successor to WCW.
Sure.
But also it gives Cody an opportunity to honor the legacy of his father.
Yes.
So, I mean, there's two purposes behind what he's doing.
How many of these ones are actually can even be considered related? Like, maybe did he have something to do with Spring Stampede?
Maybe.
Dusty? Maybe World War III?
Maybe.
Chi-Town Rumble?
But obviously none of the ECW ones.
It's also establishing a press.
Oh, I mean, what? Capital Combat.
Oh, yeah. It's also establishing a precedent, like, you know, AEW's doing that. What's to stop anybody? You know, didn't MLW try to get... They had War Games, and then I read somewhere on Twitter that, like, WWE paid MLW for that to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, this is just sort of... It's smart business on one hand, because these are properties that are in the WWE network, and... you know, I don't know. Maybe they'll cut a deal with like Teespring to do like printing on demand.
That's what I was gonna say. Well, they have their own printing on demand thing.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And the shirts that I've seen look like garbage.
Yeah,
but that's the other thing I thought of is like, okay, if you're gonna trademark these just to prevent Cody from doing it, might as well leverage these trademarks to make a dollar and a cent.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they've had T-shirts of like Major Four pay-per-views made, just like with the Royal Rumble logo, Mania, and so forth. I mean, how many T-shirts can you sell with the Sin logo on it? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's a license to print money.
Yeah, right, exactly. That was it Sin or Greed that was WCW's last pay-per-view?
I think it was Sin, but I could be wrong.
So you got that.
Actually, they make a Capital Combat shirt with RoboCop on it.
I'd buy that. I'd buy that, and I'd buy maybe some of those ECW ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are always, you know, they get those really tickle the nostalgia bone.
Yeah.
I was watching, maybe the first Heat Wave. I don't know what it was. It was like the debut of like the Dudley Brothers, like long before, like 9 months before D-Von showed up, and like 6 months before.
Mm-hmm.
I was just late at night. Sometimes late at night, I'll just pop on an old pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It was a really bad pay-per-view, though.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was trash. Total trash, dude. It was like 1995.
Before they really found their footing.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. I don't know. Massacre on 34th Street. Was that an ECW thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
Hog Wild. Who wouldn't want a Hog Wild shirt?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Or a Road Wild. We should get... You get a Road Wild, I get a Hog Wild.
There you go.
We cover all the wilds.
Yes.
So, there you go. smart move on their part.
Yeah.
You know, protect your business.
But if you're going to do, if you're going to go to that extent, do something more with it than just get it to prevent someone else from getting it.
Put it on a t-shirt, make it a house show event like Starcade. Something. They run that into the ground.
Yeah.
You know.
They completely bury the legacy of Starcade by having a one-hour network special where at least this year nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean, they can't.
Rife with production issues as well.
I'm not sure if they're going to be able to do any ECW stuff given that RVD is currently, you know,
Orgy Man on Impact.
Experiencing a career renaissance as, yes, Orgy Man.
Orgy Man.
On Impact. That's amazing. So, yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Also amazing, or I'm sure some people want it to be, John Morrison's return.
Yeah, speaking of an ECW alumni.
Yeah.
an ECW original, right? John Morrison made his return to WWE programming yesterday on The Bump. He couldn't even get on backstage.
He wasn't even on backstage?
Yeah, that's no.
Is The Bump daily or weekly?
You're asking the wrong guy. He spoke about his departure from WWE in 2011 and why he chose to return now. The transcripts of this is from WrestleZone. Quote, when I left in 2011, I meant to take a year off, you know. I want to take a year off. I want to make some movies and do my own thing for a little bit. And that year turned into 8 years. He a time traveler?
He looks like it. He doesn't age.
I know. It's crazy how fast the time flew. And a part of it was because I had a lot of fun wrestling for these other places. I was like the guy, the brand ambassador, and it was cool having all that autonomy. And why did I come back, or why did it take so long? I think I was just having so much fun doing what I was doing. And I'd always meant to come back here. And then at this point, when I realized, I was like, man, I better like get my ass back to the WWE before 10 years go by, because time's flying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if he's going to do it, he kind of had to do it now. And if it was serendipitous that he woke up one morning and realized that he should go to WWE now, he picked the right time because they're handing out huge money deals.
Yeah.
So if you're picking a time to enrich yourself to return to WWE, John Morrison picked perfect time.
Yeah, yeah. So good for Boone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went out and he made his movies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm interested. I guess I'm kind of interested. They had him on a split-screen interview with The Miz.
Yeah.
So
talking about their old dirt sheet days.
Yeah, that definitely piques my interest. If he's going to come back, look, here's the thing. I don't really care too much about John Morrison. I like The Miz when they do something interesting with him, which is like never. Like, I really like the stuff right now with The Miz and The Fiend. But, you know, those are two guys that I would actually probably be entertained if they put them back together as a tag team. I'd be entertained by that. I'd be fine seeing that for a bit. beyond that, I mean, I kind of don't. I don't care. I like the
new stuff. There's a potential for a lot of fun matches. Morrison versus Ricochet. Morrison versus Ali.
Yeah, I know.
You know, give them a lot of time on an episode of SmackDown or Raw or whatever.
Yeah.
And let them show off what they can do. Imagine John Morrison versus Andrade.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It could be a lot of amazing match possibilities. In terms of the creative aspect, I have no clue. Outside of what you mentioned, a reunion with Miz, I have no clue what they're going to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. I don't know how he fits into the creative picture whatsoever.
Nobody does. They just get names, and then they come in, and they say, okay, well, we don't have anything, so you're going to go out there and fight Akira Tozawa. Congratulations, you get your first win.
Put on a fun match, and we'll see what happens next.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, reason to use Apollo Crews. You can get a win over Apollo Crews.
Man, we haven't seen Apollo Crews in forever.
No, it's been a day. It's been a long time. Yep. It wouldn't shock me if eventually he got his release. That's a dude who, you know, he could probably do pretty well out there in the non-WWE territory.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
See him in New Japan, that'd be great.
Oh, amazing.
AEW, great.
Amazing.
Yeah, that'd be good stuff.
Dude's got a world of talent, man.
I want to see it.
When he got brought up, it was like, well, there's no character there. And that's not, I don't think that's his fault per se, because he didn't really have a showcase in NXT really much to show a character.
No, he didn't. He was there for a second. I really wonder if that rumor about him was true.
Which one?
That that it's like, what was it, Kevin Dunn or something insisted that, or just he was called up to somehow spite Triple H or something.
Oh.
Because there was zero reason for his call up.
Yeah.
There was no reason.
He hadn't been
in
NXT very long.
He hadn't been in NXT very long. They were on the precipice of giving him a character, and then they called him up, and it was like, why? What was the purpose for that? It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. But anyways, I was going to say, we've seen glimpses of what he can do from a character standpoint. I mean, I'll always go back to that pose off against Bob Lashley. That was great stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So there's a lot there that they could be utilizing that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
I could say that for countless members of the roster, though.
Maybe if they get past the Rusev thing, then Bob Lashley and Lana can then target Apollo Crews somehow for something. I don't know. I'd like to see him. I mean, look, I know you're going to roll your eyes at this, because it's like not a great storyline, but it does get a lot of attention. The storyline between Lana, Bobby, and Rusev.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up a new idea.
No. That gets a lot of attention.
Yeah, I know.
If Bobby Lashley and Lana stay together and they get past Rusev and they want to continue to try to maybe rope more people into the storyline, Apollo Crews is a guy who's not being used, and the personality that we did see from him is that sort of relatable personality where now, you know, somebody who we can relate to is thrust in the middle of whatever the storyline is. And I'm not saying anything like salacious, like, oh, he ends up with them or something like that.
Yeah.
But find a way to get him involved in that. Give him a big storyline that he's a part of. And yeah, I mean, is it cringy sometimes? Sure. But, you know, the point of pro wrestling is to get out there and make money.
Yeah.
I would be okay with that. I'd be fine with it. Hey, if they can use this terrible Lashley Lana stuff to like help get exposure to other people, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, I have a feeling that once the Lashley Rusev feud comes to an end, that's gonna kind of be.
You're probably right. I'm trying to be positive here.
I think CM Punk on backstage last night, I think he might have had a point in that at the end of this feud between Rusev and Lashley, Lana is gonna be without a significant other.
Yeah, he said have her get a new tag team while Rusev and Lashley sort of bond over them.
Well, I didn't necessarily mean in that. We didn't take it as far as necessarily he did, but I think I could definitely see a situation where Rusev beats Lashley even at TLC, and Lashley's like, I just lost. Why'd I get involved in all this?
Yeah.
You know, Lana, you're too much trouble.
No,
you're more trouble than you were.
I like the CM Punk's thing. I thought it was good. I don't know. I think they're gonna beat this in the ground, get as much
probably,
as they can out of it.
Numbers are so good.
Anyways.
Probably.
So let's do this really quick. So our good friend Cal Jack has a show coming up, and we wanted to help him promote it. It's in Vacaville.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it.
I'm going to try.
He's going to try. I'm going to try. I just don't know if we'll make it or not. But anyways, let's have Cal tell you guys about it. Here we go. Cal, you over there, buddy?
Friendos, it's your pal Cal here. And let me just tell you this. December 14th, 7 p.m. We got ourselves a show called Pro Wrestling Alliance Showdown at the DeVille. Now you're probably wondering, where is this place located? It's located in Vacaville, California, my hometown. Now a lot of people have told me, Cal, this show is not going to draw. It's not going to do well. I disagree. The town is located between Sacramento, California and San Francisco, California. There's a lot of friendos in that area. So I believe that if we get enough of you friendos to come to the show, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. But I need your help. So here's what you got to do. Get on Eventbrite.com. Type Showdown DeVille in Vacaville, California, and buy tickets there. I mean, you can see me. You can see the Reno Scum. You can see 4 Seconds of Heat. You can see me take on El Chupacabra, the Mexican Wolf. And also, I hear Steven Larson might be there. But the only way you're going to find out is if you go to Showdown DeVille December 14th, 7 p.m. Till then, friendos, I'll catch you all on the flip side.
See, he almost like disappeared and he's going to come back again.
He was.
That's because I programmed this thing wrong again. Anyways, go check it out. The link is in the description of this show. Really quick, let's do our AEW NXT preview.
Yeah, let's do that first on AEW, which will surely be the main event. Man, it's going to be great.
Ooh.
The Young Bucks versus XLAX street fight.
So last time XLAX, if I'm not mistaken, got into a street fight. It was a little street fight, literal street fight with the OGs.
That sounds right.
On Impact. And it was like actually in the streets. It wasn't in, and I think it was like part of that had to do with like a kid getting run down in a car by Conan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a high bar. I watched that.
That is a high bar.
It was great because at the end of one of those bits, they made it look like LAX like literally killed Conan. Like was it Conan or Eddie Kingston? I forget which. I think maybe it was Eddie Kingston. I don't know who it was. Anyways, that's a high bar to set. I don't know if they're going to be able to match
that. That'll be a great match, though. Also,
MJF is going to respond to Cody. It seems like they're going to just run that video that they already put online.
That was pretty good.
A week ago.
That was pretty good.
So that's good.
The other match announced so far, Big Swole.
AEW's newest signee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking on Emi Sakura.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one.
That'll be a fun match.
That's going to be a really fun match.
Let's turn our attention now to NXT.
Oh, match of the night is going to belong to NXT. Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, and Finn Balor. Triple threat match to square off to determine number one contender for Adam Cole Bay Bay's NXT championship.
Yeah, title match
he's
on the 18th.
He's the angel on our tree. You can't see it because he's too high.
Like
up
we
there.
Should bring him down so you can see it, but at the same time.
You can never bring Adam Cole down.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like he should remain.
I'll bring the tree down. I can bring the tree down a little bit.
Yeah, we'll do that first before we bring Adam Cole down.
Yeah.
Also announced Mia Yim. Going one-on-one with Dakota Kai, grudge match.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder if Miam's going to have her sweatpants, or Keith Lee sweatpants on.
They were hers, she said.
I hope so.
Also, Lio Rush versus Angel Garza.
This will kick off.
Cruiserweight title match. That should be great.
Oh, man.
Come on, Angel Garza.
This is going to be good. I'm pulling for Angel. I think there's a good chance he might win this thing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He's a big deal.
And then finally, is Rhea Ripley ready for Shayna Baszler?
Maybe.
She's as ready as anybody else has been.
Yeah, she's been
maybe slightly more ready.
More ready than anybody
readier.
Else. Readier.
Maybe readier.
Maybe the readiest.
Could be.
Yeah.
None more ready.
None. Zero more ready. Should be a fun batch of shows tonight, though.
Yes.
And we'll be here tomorrow for our reviews of said shows.
Yes.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We do appreciate it. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.